The first draft of a proposal to construct a giant straw from Lake Powell to southwestern Utah has landed on the desk of federal regulators. At the same time, new concerns about the project are being raised in the state capitol. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
The legislature's auditors began raising questions about the Lake Powell pipeline last fall. Then Governor Gary Herbert's budget makers called for giving all of Utah's water programs a hard look, especially the idea of building a billion-dollar pipeline halfway across the state to deliver water to Kanab, St. George, and surrounding areas. Critics are applauding their suggestion to limit taxpayer dollars on water projects until questions like who's going to pay get answered.
All these directives are really important. Let's get some accurate data. Let's do more on conservation. Let's kind of turn this around, be physically responsible. I hope we'll be able to implement some of these measures.
That's Jane Whalen of the Southwestern Utah Conservation Group, Citizens for Dixie's Future. The group's called the pipeline a boondoggle for years, and now it's applauding Herbert's plan to scrutinize Utah's water programs, starting with over $8 million in spending next year. But Utah's Water Resources Division remains focused on its pipeline application. Joshua Palmer is agency spokesman.
What we want to have is an objective, balanced conversation about how do we meet the needs of a growing population. And we're confident in having those conversations and feel like it's through collaboration that the best outcomes will come into fruition.
The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is taking public and technical comments on the pipeline proposal through February. Judy Faze, KUER News.